Parents across our region are being urged to back a new campaign calling for plain, standardised tobacco packaging. The Plain Packs Protect campaign has been launched by health campaigners Fresh North East, who believe many young people are attracted to glitzy branded packets.
I'd put it in a different tub. I'd buy like a cigarette case and put it in there, and I wouldn't carry that about. That would have a big effect on me buying cigarettes, it would.
Doesn't matter what the packaging looks like. The kids sell it in a brown paper bag for all I care. My mum just died of emphysema and it didn't stop me smoking, so packaging, advertising, it's not going to make any difference.
Well, the government will launch a three-month public consultation shortly on whether the UK should adopt an approach that is now law in Australia. From December, a universal packet design will fill the cigarette counters across Australia. And let's cross to Australia now. Speak to Jonathan Kirstie, who lives near Melbourne. Jonathan, morning to you.
A very good morning to you, Ali. I hope you're well.
We are indeed. I'm saying morning. It is morning over here. What time have you got over there?
It's approaching 7:30 at night here. Very grey evening in Melbourne, but a beautiful summer's evening just at that.
OK, well, I'm a bit envious of the weather, but with regard to packaging of cigarettes, was there much objection to this new law in Australia, or did everything go through fairly quietly?
Look, this is quite a controversial move by the Australian government, and I think it's fair to say that when it comes to cigarette companies, nothing goes through smoothly. Even though the Australian government managed to get this law that it fought so long and so hard for passed through the parliament in the middle of last year, just after the public consultation closed, the cigarette companies are now throwing their millions of dollars behind the move to try and basically get this campaign stopped, to get the laws stopped so that we don't see plain packaging come into effect here. It's been very much a mixed reaction within the community as well. But it's fair to say, obviously, the Retailers Association were very, very much against this move. They described it as something that would be criminal towards the big cigarette brands. But, you know, the health minister has come out on a number of occasions targeting these cigarette companies, saying that they really are not being fair. The cigarette companies fight back, saying this is a dangerous experiment. But in terms of the actual public reaction, it's been quite mixed. There are a lot of people who are still a bit sceptical as to whether, when this is introduced, it will actually reduce the rate of smoking, which is the aim of the government. The other big problem, of course, that they need to try and counteract with this, and this is the big argument from the cigarette companies, is that it will increase the amount of bootleg tobacco sold. In Australia, the actual number of illegal tobacco that is bought is very, very much in dispute, but it can range anything from $20, which is about 15 to 16 pounds for 100, up to, say, 25 pounds. But it is in dispute. It is going through the court process at the moment, but the Australian government is still very, very confident of a win in the courts. And we could see these plain packages on the shelves of the stores by the 1st of December.